Good evening. Welcome to the evening prayer service that we've been doing through both Lent and the Easter season. My name is Reverend Richard Boley, and it's a blessing to be able to bring this prayer service to you. As we go through the service, there's going to be opportunities for you to participate. There's responsive pieces that are going to be in bold. There's unison prayers that we will offer together. And I'd also like to invite you to create the space wherever you are by grabbing a candle and setting it near you as we bring the light of Christ into this time, because it is also worship. So let us together light this Christ candle. As we light this candle, we are reminded of Christ, a light that no darkness can overcome. In this Easter season, we continue to seek the light of Christ within us. May it be our guide when we feel lost, our hope when we feel despair, and our strength when we feel too weak to shine on our own. Now let us offer our responsive psalm together from Psalm 66. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what he has done for me. I cried aloud to him, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has given heed to the words of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love for me. As the music plays in a moment, I want you to think about the words of that psalm and about our relationship with God, about that steadfast love that God has for us, and the reminder in those words that when we lift up our prayers to God, God hears them, and the Spirit moves in and through us. Let us reflect on that psalm in this time of music. God knows our brokenness. God knows our sin. And so let us come before God in our time of confession to remove the veil that we often wrap around ourselves that we think hides us from God, but does not. Let us pray together. O Christ, we confess that sometimes the light that shines from the empty tomb is too bright. We turn from it, hide from it, run from it. We find shadows in the hopes that we might escape your sight, forgetting that you know us and our sins better than we know ourselves. Help us to step out into the light, to marvel at the miracle of the empty tomb, and to follow in your way. Amen. The assurance of God's love is that we have seen the lengths to which God will go for love of us. God goes to the edge of life and beyond. In our brokenness, God loves us to wholeness. In our sin, God finds us, forgives us, and holds us close. Thanks be to God for such a boundless love as this. Now, normally I would offer the scripture reading, but we are blessed this week to have Erin Hayes offering our scripture. So let us listen as she brings the word to this time.
Good morning. This reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 to 13. If I speak in the tongues of immortals and of angels, but do not have any love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith, so as I move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends, but for prophecies they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. And when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I only know in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide by these three, and the greatest of these is love. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. The reading that we just heard Erin offer is often read at weddings because it talks about love so much. But the love that is talked about in Paul's letter to the Corinthians it's different from romantic love. It is a special love that binds us all to one another, a kind of love that we're called to have for one another, because it is the deep love that God has for us, that God demonstrated to us in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let us take a moment and reflect on where in our lives we have seen or could express that love. On this beautiful evening, we come to you, O God, in prayer. We come to you in thanks for all that we have been given, all that we have been gifted in this day. We come lifting our burdens to you, seeking your support and your care. Hear our prayers, O God, as we lift them to you. As we look out on the evening, as the sun goes down, we give thanks for the light, not just the sunlight, but all forms of light that guide us through this life. We do give thanks for the sun, for the light and warmth that it brings throughout our days. We give thanks for starlight and moonlight, reminders of just how weak darkness is, that a pinprick of light in the sky can shine down on us. We give thanks for the light of Christ, a light that burns within us, a light that shines on the path before us, a light that reminds us that we are not alone, that we are never so lost, that you cannot find us. We give thanks for the light of a candle, small and flickering. It reminds us of our own strength in you. if only we would let our light shine. We pray this day for all who walk in darkness, all who struggle and strive to find their way to the light. Hear, O God, our prayers for all the forms of light in our lives. We give thanks also for the gift of one another. We give thanks for our kindred in Christ with whom we worshiped this day, struggle though that worship time might have been. We give thanks for all those in our lives who have been far from one another over the last 2 months. Help us to keep those relationships strong by reaching out, by picking up the phone, even if it's just to say hello. We pray for all of our kindred in this world who are struggling, whether they are struggling with illness, mental or physical, struggling with grief from a loss, loss of a job, loss of security, loss of a loved one, or struggling with the loneliness that comes with being disconnected. Hold close to your children in this time, O God. Hear our prayers for all those who need your strength this day. We give thanks for this moment, for the gift of this moment, for all the moments that had to happen to create this moment. We give thanks. We pray for all those whose lives have been transformed by a moment, whether that transformation was for good or ill. Walk with those who feel trapped in moments of pain. The moment that they feel defines their life. Help them to move from pain to relief. We also celebrate with those whose lives were changed for the better by a moment. A moment where they moved from brokenness to wholeness in you. For all these moments, good and bad, we pray for your presence, for your embrace, for your guidance, O God. Help us to move from this moment to the next as we strive to follow you. We also give thanks for love, for all the ways that we express love in healthy and good ways, for romantic love that brings people together to share their lives, for agapic communal love, the deep love that binds each of us to one another and all of us to you. In the words of Paul, we hear of that deep love. It is a kind of love that is stronger than anything in this world. Help us to be fortified by that love. Hear, O God, our prayers for all those who feel unloved, for all who do not see their own worth in this world. Remind them that they are precious because they are an integral part of your creation. Lastly, we open our hearts to offer up the prayers of thanks and concern that are too deep for words and yet long to find voice. Hear them in the silence of this moment. These, O God, are the prayers of your people, prayers spoken and unspoken. We bring them together now in the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I invite you now, if you did have a candle, to blow it out and offer with me this prayer for guidance. This light, O God, just like this day, wanes and dies. Remind us that our life in you and Christ's light that lives in us can never go out. May we live fully the gift of each moment, guided by your will, O God. May the light that shines from the tomb shine on the way before us. Amen. Now go. Go into this night filled with the love of God, guided by the peace of Christ and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Go in peace. Amen.